Hello everyone, and welcome to D20 Tower. My name is Liam, and I'll be your host. So, this is a new, yet another D&D podcast from yet another dude in just out in the gaming world. I wouldn't say that I'm anything special. I don't write for D&D, I don't publish or anything like that, but I wanted to start this podcast and kind of get my own experiences and ideas out in the world in this format. And you know, if nobody listens to it, that's fine, and if people listen to it, that's fine too. But I figured with this episode I'd start with kind of what my background is and what my experience is with D&D and what I'm hoping to really like get out of this podcast overall. So for reference, I'm 30 and I've been playing D&D for as long as I can remember. I'd say 4 or 5 pretty solidly is when I started. My father was very into D&D since it was started, really. He was, in 71, he would have been 7, so probably not quite since it started, but you know, a little after that. And I grew up with it being a major part of our daily lives, really. My dad had miniatures and models out on the walls and hanging from the ceilings that he painted and hung up, or painted and put up. He had this, what at the time I thought was this magical box of cool miniatures of just, like, kind of generic, standard usable things, like a couple dragons, giants, and orcs, goblins, and humans, and elves, things like that. And he had this full bookshelf of 2nd edition AD&D books and expansions and rules kits and art books and rules for the previous editions, but we primarily played 2nd edition and based everything around that. I just remember growing up and seeing all of the art in the books, and that was really the thing that started hooking me. But we started off playing this type of D&D that was actually more like D&D with no rules, and where God just gets to tell you everything that happens. I remember really early on, I lived in Virginia, and there was a Hurricane Isabel. And it kind of like messed up the entire neighborhood and really kept the power off for, what, almost 2 weeks, if I remember correctly? At least a week. And every night during this, my dad would light oil lanterns, and we would sit around and play D&D, except we had no dice, we had no paper. I had a little notebook, like one of those tiny little flip notebooks for kids that I would keep notes in. And I just remember I was a young kid on a farm, and the whole town had been attacked. It was one of those like classic stories you'd get out of fantasy novels, or for like a good starting campaign. And we would basically tell him what we wanted to do, and he would narrate what happened for us. And sometimes there was failures, but there was usually general success, right? He wasn't trying to like ruin the experience for his kids. I just remember really kind of grasping D&D in a much better way at that point without having to understand all the rules. And then when we started introducing rules, it was like, roll a d20 to hit. And my dad had memorized all of the rules at that point, so he could kind of do the math on the back end and handle it for us. That really gave me the opportunity to kind of explore a role-playing game without having to learn the math and intricacies that everyone was afraid of with 2nd edition AD&D. So I was peripherally familiar with Thaco at a young age, so that by the time I had to learn it, it wasn't that confusing to me. But now at this point, I don't remember anything about it because I haven't played 2nd edition in probably 13 years, and I'm better off for it, I think. That being said, I do remember my first D&D character very vividly, and the first campaign. I think I was 7 or 8 when we started using all of the rules and started playing the game for real at the table. We played every, I don't remember if it was Friday or Saturday night, for years, until I was 11 and we moved away from Virginia. And I played Thorn the Barbarian. He was big, dumb, and strong. like you would want a barbarian to be. I was super into Conan the Barbarian at the time, and I wanted to kind of play that fantasy up. And I was reading all the comic books and had seen the movies, and Thorne was what I came up with. And I played him for years, from the time I think I was 8 to 11. And I think in that time we went from level 1 to level 5, and it was a very old school style of game. But looking back on it, not that dangerous if you think about it. And it was after a couple of years of that, or maybe a year of that or so, that I started running impromptu games for my friends in the neighborhood. We would dumb down the rules for them, kind of the way our parents did for us. And this was still back in the day of going outside and playing with toys. So we would kind of do the whole child LARP thing and also play D&D when the weather wasn't good or when we had to be inside for whatever other reason. And it's when I got into really running games and really enjoying it, and that led all the way up through high school, where I ran games for my family and a couple of my friends and relatives that would show up every once in a while. But for the most part, it was just the core family, and we played pretty constantly. Even when I was in marching band in high school, we would play on Friday nights, and at this point I was playing, not running the game. And I would come home and pretty much pass out into my notebook at the table while everyone else played D&D around me. It wasn't necessarily the best idea, but it still led to fond memories. So I started running games. And I was a lot like the old school D&D style, where it was pretty adversarial between me and the players. Looking back on it, I didn't think of it that way at the time. I thought of it more as like, I'm trying to produce this challenge that is very difficult to overcome, so you'll be impressed when you do. And it led to just me having all of the problem behaviors for a DM, where it was like, you can't beat my boss because he's so smart and so powerful. And it kind of went through all of those phases of how to not DM and then how to get better at it. And I think now with the rise of YouTube and podcasts, I've been lucky to be able to listen to dozens of other DMs that have been running games for collectively hundreds of years, if you think about it, and I've gotten a lot of perspective that's helped me improve my game a lot. So now I've been running 5th edition games for, call it 4 years and change now. And I've definitely gotten a lot better in that time, I'd like to think. I try to make sure every game or every major campaign, at the very least, I am trying to pick up something new and expand on that skill until I have gotten to a point that I can use it comfortably in my own games. So, for example, one of the things that I've never really done in my previous games that I am focusing really heavily on in the current campaign I'm running is random encounters, and using them in a way that makes sense and isn't just a couple of monsters jump out of the woods and attack you. And that has led to some pretty cool interactions already. So we've had a couple of random encounters that I'd say even were just monsters randomly jumping out of the woods and attacking, but they were directly tied to character backstory, and it led to these moments of genuine fear from one of my players, because he thought that this was a planned event that I had been putting together since the beginning of the campaign, and he didn't realize that it was just a random encounter that I had written up and rolled, and it set off his own personal quest line in a way that he wasn't prepared for and startled him. And I think that having that kind of freedom for the story to write itself is a cool tool that I never really got to use before, and I think is a valuable tool that I will be forever using moving forward. So that's the kind of stuff I'd like to share on this podcast. I don't think that I'm the best out there by any means, but I think another voice on the pile can't really hurt, and I'd like to offer people the chance to hear my perspective and how I handle things, because I have been doing this a long time, and I've been through a lot of the stupid phases, and I listen to a lot of other really cool people that have really good ideas, and I think that some of those I can distill down in a way that will come across pretty well. I'd say I think that my strengths as a dungeon master really lie in the tactical side of gameplay and using that in a story-driven way and using it in a dangerous way for the players. So I am a avid fan of tactics games like Final Fantasy Tactics and Fire Emblem, and XCOM is one of my favorite series of all time. And I like to take what I learned from those games and bring them into Dungeons & Dragons and apply them to my players. So that's the kind of stuff that I'd really like to get into talking about and sharing with the audience here. I'm just starting out at this, so there's definitely going to be some bumps and bruises along the way, but I would like to see if anybody wants to take this journey with me and see how I can get better at this whole podcasting thing and get to share some of my own D&D stories and adventures along the way. But thanks for listening in, and I appreciate all of you. You have a wonderful day, and stay safe out there.